Golden State Media Concepts Technology Podcast covers everything tech. The hottest mobile phones, tablets, games. We review it, rate it, test it. Whether you're Microsoft or Apple, Android or iPhone, we'll give it to you
again and again.
Black and white. The Golden State Media Concepts Technology Podcast.
Hello there, everybody. This is Jay here for the GSMC Technology Podcast, brought to you by the GSMC Podcast Network. So we have some pretty cool stuff to talk about this episode, so let's just jump right on in. So there's a new app that's coming out called Stoop. So Stoop is what, trying to provide readers with a healthier information diet. To do that, it's launched an iOS and Android app where you can browse through different newsletters based on category. And when you find one you like, it will direct you to the standard subscription page. If you provide your Stoop email address, you'll then be able to read all your favorite newsletters in the app. So you may be wondering, why newsletters? Well, they're one of the key ways for publishers to develop a direct relationship with their audience. Podcasts are another, but newsletters are an order of magnitude more important because you can convey more information with the written word and there are lower production costs. That direct relationship is obviously an important one for publishers, particularly as Facebook's shifting priorities have made it clear that they need to establish the right relationship with readers as opposed to renting someone else's audience. But it's better for readers too, because you'll spend your time on journalism that's designed to provide value, not just attract clicks. You will find you use the newsfeed less and consume more of your content directly from the source. So, Raybould is a fan of newsletters, but he did say the current system is pretty cumbersome. There's no one place where you can find new newsletters to read, and you may also hesitate to subscribe to another one because it crowds out your personal inbox. So, Stoop is designed to reduce the friction, making it easy to subscribe to and read as many newsletters as your heart desires. The team has already created a directory of around 650 newsletters, including TechCrunch's own Daily Crunch, and this list continues to grow. Additional features include a shuffle option to discover new newsletters, plus the ability to share a newsletter with other Stoop users or to forward it to your personal address. The Stoop app is free, and there's hopes to eventually add a premium plan for features like full newsletter archives. They're also collaborating with publishers. Initially, most publishers will probably treat Stoop readers as just another set of subscribers, but the company could provide access to additional analytics and also make signing up easier with the app's instant subscribe option. And the company's ambitions will eventually go beyond newsletters. It's said that Stoop is the first consumer product from a team with a larger mission to help publishers. They're also working on Open Bundle, which is a bundled subscription initiative with a planned launch in 2019 or 2020. So I'm not sure if this app is available now. I think I had read it's just in beta testing so far, so it's not really something that is available to everybody yet. And I personally can't say I read a lot of newsletters online. I just can't say I really do. But I could see that if people do happen to read a lot of newsletters or into newsletters, I could see where this might be a good app for them. It's nice that it's free. So, it doesn't cost you anything, where a lot of apps want to try to, take a lot of money out of you. Now, it's true, there may be a premium service, but it sounds like it's kind of an interesting little idea for an app. I mean that, you know, and the fact that it's available on iOS and Android, I think is really good. I don't know. I'm not sure. I guess like this would be good for people who read a lot on their iPads, I guess, or maybe, I'm just going to say iPads or tablets, because I think on a phone, unless you have one of those bigger phones, it'd be kind of hard to read newsletters on it. You could on your computer, your home computer, or a laptop. I guess that's a possibility. So, I don't know. This sounds like an app that would probably be best suited for a tablet. Probably. Especially if you have just a simple reader, which Kindle has had for years. Nook still has. And I think Apple is working on one. So, you know, it sounds like it's good for the people who just, like, you know, enjoy reading reading on their tablets, right? So if you like reading newsletters on there, this is a great app for you. If you're looking for new newsletters to read on certain different topics, this is probably a great app. So I don't know. For me personally, I'm not too excited about this app, but I did choose this one because it sounds kind of interesting. It's like, hey, that's a interesting idea for an app. You know, in the world where there are so many apps nowadays and so many more apps coming out every single day, it's nice to read about something that's a little different, that's kind of trying to, like, you know, seize a need or seize, like, you know, like a market out there of people who, you know, probably read newsletters or read, you know, magazines or things like that at home, and wants to find a way to make it easier for them to do that. And it sounds like it could introduce them to new newsletters that maybe they're not familiar with and help get those newsletters out to more people. So it's got some cool applications. It's got some good possibilities, I think. It really does. And it sounds intriguing. Now, like I said, I don't know if this is going to be something that's going to be as big as they think it is or it's going to be as popular as they think it is. I'm not sure. I'm also not sure if this is going to, like, you know, be as, if the market, I don't really know personally how big of this market is. I just don't know. Is it bigger than I know? Because I still prefer usually reading, you know, I'll read digital books on my laptop, but I usually prefer reading like a physical book or a physical comic. That's just me. And I know there are a lot of people who are still that way. But I know too that there are, I believe there's a lot of people out there too who, you know, do prefer to read on a tablet or read on their laptop or things like that, right? And maybe if you have a bigger phone, read on that too. Maybe it's a possibility. So I don't know. I don't know if this is going to be like the next big thing or if it's going to, you know, be this great, you know, amazing app. But it sounds like, you know, it's something you could definitely at least try. I've done that lately. I've tried out some new apps. I'm like, hey, you know what? We'll give it a shot. We'll see if it's cool or not. And if it's not, you know what, I am able to remove it. So it's not like, you know, hey, I'm stuck with the app forever now. So I think that's kind of nifty. And yeah, I would suggest, really, I guess, if you are someone who likes reading newsletters, or maybe you're, like, you know, kind of looking for some new newsletters, maybe on some newer topics or topics you're already passionate about, check this app out. Keep an eye out for this app. Like I said, I'm not sure if it's available now, or if it's just kind of their beta testing right now and just, you know, fine-tuning it. But definitely keep an eye out for this. Like I said, I don't think it's going to come standard, but it sounds like it shouldn't be too hard to find, you know, in either, you know, medium. It shouldn't be too hard to find this on iOS or in the Google Play Store. And, yeah, I'm intrigued by it. That's the main reason I chose this, you know, topic, because I'm intrigued by it. I'm like, that's kind of a cool little thing. And like I said, there's so many apps out there already that all do the same thing or similar things. And there's an insane amount of dating apps. There's a lot of different apps. Like, every company has an app now, you know, that they promise, you know, free food or discounts on food. And they all are, like, you know, very similar. There's only a few little differences between them. So, but I, like I said, I don't see many apps like this. I don't, you know, and it's not like it's just on a niche kind of newsletter. It seems like just newsletters in general. So it does cover a broad topic. So it could be interesting. I don't know. I can't say I'm jazzed about it or excited about it or, man, I can't wait for this app. I can't really say that. But who knows? It could be really cool. It could be. You never know. So, yeah, definitely I will keep an eye on this app. I will keep an eye on this app and news on this app. And as I hear more about it, I'll definitely bring it back to this podcast. Absolutely. So we're going to take ourselves our first little break right now. We'll be back in a moment with more tech news.
Do you want to be healthier, yet you just don't know what to do? All these shows telling you this and that, but nothing seems to work. Well, listen close. Golden State Media Concepts has got something great for you. The health and wellness podcast dedicated to workout trends, healthy eating habits, diet, and everything about healthy living. Join us in our banters as we help you not just live life to the fullest, but live it to the healthiest.
Hello there, everybody. This is Jay, back with some more technology news. So, the next topic I'm going to bring for you is an interesting little one that, again, I like to talk about a lot of different robotics things on here. If you've listened to some of the episodes I've done in the past, I am fascinated by robotics. Anything robotics, I'll usually bring on here. And so, on that note, I've brought another really cool little robotics thing on here. This is a little interesting device called Hover 2. So, 2 years after launching the original Hover, Zero Zero Robotics has returned for what they're saying is the sequel. In spite of landing a 25 million Series A back in 2016, this startup is going to the crowdfunding well on this one, launching a 100K Kickstarter campaign to launch the latest version of the self-flying drone. Hover 2, which the company expects to arrive in April 2019, will feature updated obstacle avoidance, improved visual tracking, and some updated internals, including a new Snapdragon processor on board. There's a two-axis gimbal with electronic image stabilization for smoother shots that houses a camera capable of capturing 4K video and 12 megapixel photos. There are a number of different shot models on board as well, including movie-inspired filters and music, and a battery that's capable of going 23 minutes on one charge. Of course, Hover's chief competition, the DJI Mavic line, has made some pretty massive leaps and bounds in practically all of those categories since launching the first Pro back in 2016. So, the company does have some stiff competition. Even Parrot has gotten more serious about their videography-focused Anafi line. At $399 for early bird pledgers, the Hover 2 is priced around the same as the handheld DJI Spark. This price, of course, includes a small handheld remote. So, yeah, this is basically a new drone, but it's a drone that I guess is able to take video and pictures. And I remember seeing a little picture of it. It's not a huge drone by any means, but it looks like it can, you know, it looks interesting. And drones are something that, like, haven't really grabbed me yet. I'm not really, like, blown away by the technology or, man, I need a drone now. But it is something that's slowly getting more and more popular, you know. It's also becoming a bit more affordable. It is, like, a drone like this, I would imagine, wouldn't be as cheap as a little toy drone or a drone you'd get, like, at, like, some toy store. It's probably a little bit more advanced, maybe more along the lines, like, where, you know, how Brookstone used to be in Sharper Image, maybe more around there. Both companies that sadly aren't around anymore, but yeah, so it's an interesting technology. It was actually kind of interesting. I was thinking today about Ready Player One, you know, where they had a lot of drones in the movie, but they weren't in the book. And this is because drones are kind of a technology that's becoming, you know, more commonplace. It's more affordable for some consumers, at least for certain kinds of drones, basic, simple drones. You can take a video with them already, but not at the quality that this one is promising. And the same with the photo. The photos, you know, I don't think they can take photos, to my knowledge. At least, you know, your basic simple drone can. And it also, I believe, the charge, I don't think, lasts as long as the charge does on this one. I could be wrong, but I think 23 minutes might not be a bad time for a charge, right? And actually, it says self-flying, so it might fly on its own, maybe, even though it says it comes with a handheld remote. So maybe with that remote, you can say, hey, go left, go right. So it's not like it might be a little bit more different than your, you know, average drone. And I don't know, drones are something that, it's an interesting technology that has a lot of implications, right? The military uses drones for some attacks. There is human error with those said drones, but it does save lives. A drone like this can maybe, like, you know, go into a building, maybe, and this is just me thinking out loud, you know, and maybe, like, see, like, how bad a fire is or see if there are survivors or something like that, maybe. So, I don't know. Like, drones like this, I'm not sure really what the full implications of them could be, but they do have potential for a number of different things, right? You know, you could go up, you know, and see, like, you know, wildlife, or you could take, you know, photos and videos of things. It might even help with maybe doing certain scenes in movies, maybe in TV shows. That might be a possibility, maybe. I don't know. It's just an interesting technology, and it's kind of cool that this company's doing another one. So that's kind of really cool. And Kickstarter is probably not a bad idea. I know that a lot of projects and, you know, things have gotten off the ground thanks to that, idea there. Thanks to that, you know, website. And yeah, like there isn't a whole lot known about this. Like as far as the article itself says, it gives the basic schematics of it and the idea that, hey, it's their second one. You know, they did one in 2016. I don't know if this is, I want to say this is probably not something you could just buy in your average store. I want to say maybe you'd have to go online to get it. And I'm not really sure what the price of the original was. It says on here, you know, for if you pledge $3.99, I don't know if that's the price of the product. I want to say maybe, you know, so maybe that's like if you pledge now for one, maybe you get a discount on it. Then if you don't, maybe, I don't know. Really, in a nutshell, this article isn't as explanatory as I'd like, but it gives you a basic idea about it. And it's interesting. You know, I think drones could be one of those wave of the future things. I do. I really do. I don't know if they'd, you know, go to the levels they do in Ready Player One, the movie where, hey, they're delivering pizzas and, you know, and they're going around, you know, dropping bombs. I don't know about that. I'm really not sure. But it was an interesting article. It did kind of pique my interest a bit. I was like, oh, that's kind of cool. Drones. Yeah, I know of drones. I'm aware of drones. You know, I don't actually know many people who particularly have drones, but I know about them. I'm not like, you know, completely like, wait, a drone, what's that? No, I have a basic idea what it is. And, that's what drew me to this article. That's why I thought, hey, you know what, this might be a good technology thing to bring, right? Because drones are definitely technology, and they're definitely kind of like, you know, a new, they're not, I won't say they're necessarily new anymore, but there's definitely new models of them coming out every now and again. And that's what this is. This is really just a new model of drone that may be able to do things that previous models of drones just can't do, right? That's just a possibility. So, yeah, it's really kind of cool. It's really kind of nifty, kind of, you know, intrigued me when I read about it. I was like, oh, that's kind of cool. Might be fun, you know, to talk about that and bring that over here. So I chose to do that. And I think you, like, so if you want to go on, you can go on Kickstarter and, you know, put a little bit of money in there to help them, you know, get this, you know, new model started. I think that's a cool little thing if you can. I don't know what the amounts are, but I want to say there's probably different brackets. You know, I don't think it's like, hey, you have to give this much or that much. At least the Kickstarters I've given to in the past aren't like that. So, check it out on Kickstarter. If you can give anything, that'd be really cool. I'm sure they'd really appreciate that. And, definitely check it out and keep an eye on it coming out in April 2019, which will be here before we know it. Yes, it will. And, I just think it's kind of cool that they're doing that. If they've done one in the past and it sounds like it was pretty successful, you know, I would say that, yeah, doing another one with newer features and new options and new possibilities, I think, is a great idea. So, yeah, if I hear more about this Hover 2, I'll definitely be sure to bring it to this podcast. Absolutely. So we're going to take ourselves another short little break, and we'll be back in a few moments with more sci-fi news.
Tired of searching the vast jungle of podcasts? Now listen close and hear this out. There's a podcast network that covers just about everything that you've been searching.
Hey!
The Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network is here. Nothing less than a podcast bliss with endless hours of podcast coverage. From news, sports, music, fashion, cooking, entertainment, fantasy, football, and so much more. So stop lurking around and go straight out to the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. Guaranteed to fill that podcast itch. Whatever it may be, visit us at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter, and download us on iTunes, SoundCloud, and Google Play.
Hello there, everybody. This is Jay, back for more sci-fi news. So, the last thing I'm going to bring to this episode is something that isn't necessarily brand new news, per se. Because we've known about Disney having an idea to do their own streaming service, actually, for a couple of years. It's been about at least a year since we were told. Well, it originally came to light when they said, hey, you know what, Disney plans on pulling all their TV shows and their movies, pretty much anything Disney-related, off of Netflix. So, by 2019. And they said, you know, hey, we're going to do our own streaming service. That's what they're going to do. You know, in an age when, you know, Amazon has a streaming service, Hulu has a streaming service, Netflix is a big streaming service, DC now has their own streaming service, Disney doing their own streaming service with how big of a company they are with four or five channels now. They own Marvel, they own Lucasfilm, they just bought Fox, so they own a fair number of different properties. Doing their own streaming service isn't really an insane idea. Well, in the last week or two, we finally got told what the name of this new podcast is going to be. And it's going to be Disney Plus. That's right. All we know right now is it launches in late 2019. So they've, let's see here. So they're going to have, new original shows and movies, like original shows based on Marvel and Star Wars. One thing we did get in this is that they're doing a, live action show based on Loki, which is played by Tom Hiddleston. So that's happening. We got word of another show that's a prequel series to the Star Wars movie Rogue One about the character Cassian Andor, who was played by Diego Luna, is also getting his own TV show. I didn't hear this, but they're doing a rebooted version of the High School Musical franchise because why not? I don't know. I never got into the High School films, but they did like, what, three of them? Yeah, they did at least three of them, and I guess they were popular, so fine. This was something that I heard at Comic-Con, that they're doing another season of Star Wars, The Clone Wars. Well, I guess that's going to be on Disney Plus. And I knew about this, but I'm really excited for it, is they're doing an animated series based on Pixar's Monsters, Inc. I love that movie. Heck, I loved Monsters University. So doing a cartoon where, like, we just get to see more of the world, I would love that. I'm really excited for that. They're also doing an exclusive movie called Noelle, which is a Christmas movie about Santa's daughter, played by Anna Kendrick, which I hadn't heard before, but it might be interesting. Maybe. I don't know. We'll see. And Togo, which is a movie about the 1925 Gnome Serum Run, starring Willem Dafoe, which I hadn't heard about that either, but I'm honestly not fully sure what that is. That's where Mandalorian is going to be on, the live-action Star Wars film that Jon Favreau is directing at least the pilot for, so that's where that's going to be. There is a website for Disney Plus now, but all it says is, you know, Disney Plus, and hey, you know, like you can put in your email for updates for Disney Plus. That's all it really is. It doesn't really tell you anything about what shows are going to be on there, or when in 2019 it's going to premiere, or what show is going to premiere with it. In the beginning, it doesn't say that. But it does show off logos for some of their brands like Pixar, National Geographic, and Marvel. So what do I think about this? So it's kind of cool to get to hear about a few new shows. I'm actually kind of intrigued with the Loki live-action show. I wonder if it's going to be like what, you know, time in Loki's life. But, and I will say this, Tom Hiddleston does an amazing job as Loki. He really does. He's a very popular character with fans. He's actually been a pretty good character to the MCU. So him doing his own show, I don't think is crazy. I really don't. Doing another Star Wars show is interesting, like on top of Mandalorian. But it might be interesting. Yeah, I'm not going to lie. I don't fully remember who Cassian Andor was. But yeah, it might be interesting. I think it could, because I did like Rogue One. I was impressed by Rogue One. I really was. And I'm sure they're going to do a bunch of other stuff, just like DC Universe has a bunch of shows coming up on their docket. Netflix does new shows all the time. Live action, movies, animation, all the time. You know, they have a lot of different properties. So I'm sure that when they start this streaming service, I want to say at least one or two of these shows will probably premiere on it. Just what I've seen with some other streaming services recently, it may not be as many starting as you would think. Maybe. I don't know. We'll see. And I don't know. The name is kind of a weird name. Disney Plus, huh? It's like, oh, okay. Disney and a plus sign, or just Disney and the word plus. Okay. I don't know. It's not as strong of a name. Like DC Universe is a very strong name. When I hear that name, like, hey, it's like the universe of DC, and it really is. You can watch all the movies, all the cartoon shows, all the live action shows. They have an insane library of comics. So like, you hear DC Universe and like, hey, it is what it says is. It's the universe of DC. It just is, you know? So, and even Netflix, like, you know, it's got a gargantuan amount of movies and TV shows you can watch in there. Lots of original content, lots of original movies, you know? So I don't know. It's just kind of not as strong of a name as I thought Disney would go for. But you know what? For all I know, maybe it's stronger than it seems. Like, the name doesn't sound that strong, but doesn't mean the service itself isn't that strong, I guess, if that makes any sense. So I don't know. It's interesting. It is. Really, personally, I want to know more about Mandalorian, and I really want to know more about the Monsters, Inc. show. And what I think they should do, and I want to say this might have been rumored at one time, maybe do a Zootopia show, too, a cartoon of that. I think that'd be a great idea, because you could just tell, like, you know, that whole universe there was such another really big universe. There's all these different, like, zones, all these different lands. There was desert, there was snow, there was ocean, you know, rainforest. There was all these different lands, and I think doing a show would be a great idea, not only to have, you know, see, you know, Judy Hopps again, and, you know, Nick again, maybe even working together again, you know, going on more adventures, solving more cases. I would really love to watch that show. Now, mind you, I really, really love Zootopia. I think it's probably one of the best Disney animated films I've seen in a long time. I really do. And who knows if this Monsters, Inc. cartoon, which it's also a mystery, is it going to be a prequel? Is it going to be like, you know, a continuation after the first one, which we haven't really gotten yet? We saw a cliffhanger at the end of the first one, for those that may not remember, where, you know, he opens the door where Boo was. We hear her say Kitty, but that's that. So is it going to be, hey, you know, he sees Boo again? Is Boo grown up? What's going to happen there? But I am excited to see more of that universe, because, again, in the movie, we only got to see so much of it, you know, and it's clearly a big area, a big universe, a big world. So I'm definitely excited for that. And I would imagine they might have some more new stuff coming along the way eventually, too. I'd imagine, you know. I would say probably the best place to get more info about this might be in August at D23, maybe. That's probably a good place where we'll learn more about it, I would think. But who knows? It could happen before that, too. It's a total possibility. So, yeah, it's an odd little name. It's not as strong of a name as I thought. But the announcement for some new shows, I think it's kind of cool. I don't think they should be doing another rebooting the High School Musical franchise. But then again, they're also rebooting Pirates of the Caribbean. I don't know if they should be doing that, even if it's going to have a female pirate. I don't know. I'm not saying it's bad to do a female pirate. I'm just saying, you know, you did 5 movies. You had a pretty good run there. I don't think you need to reboot it. I just don't think so. But maybe that's just me. So, yeah, as I learn more about Disney Plus, I'll be absolutely sure to bring it to this podcast. Absolutely. And I'm sure in the coming months we'll get more really cool information and updates about it. And again, like I said, if you want to get updates yourself, you can go on the Disney Plus website, just put in your email, and they say they will email you updates. So other than that, that's all we have for this episode. Hope you had a great time hearing all the cool stuff I brought. And we'll be back real soon with more technology news. We'll be right back.